Mainstream Muslims around the world are calling on their followers to make jihad or holy war against American troops. In general, these pronouncements are not calls to violence, but rather to resistance. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
In mid-February, as American troops prepared to attack Iraq, Iraqi cleric Bakr Abd al-Rasak al-Samari stood before hundreds of Sunni Muslims inside a mosque in Baghdad. In the tape obtained by the Middle East Media Research Institute, the cleric calls the men to be, quote, jihad warriors for Allah. Then he unsheathes a long sword and waves it above his head. By Allah, we will cut off the enemy's head, he says to the roaring crowd. Jihad for the sake of Allah. The scene was predictable, taking place as it did in Baghdad. What disturbs Fawaz Jerjes, who teaches international affairs at Sarah Lawrence College, is that the calls for jihad are coming from moderates all across the Muslim world.
In Egypt, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Russia, in Jordan, all over the Arab and Muslim world, moderate clerics now are basically taking the lead in urging young men to stand up, join in jihad, and resist the American invasion.
Jerjes was most alarmed when the most respected institution of religious learning in the Muslim world, Al-Azhar in Egypt, called all Muslims to make jihad against invading American forces. The call came in the form of a fatwa, a religious legal opinion about a specific issue. Fareed Essak, a Muslim cleric and visiting scholar at Xavier University, says fatwas are merely opinions, not law.
People stand up happily sometimes in the mosque and tell the imam that you're talking nonsense. I mean, and so there's no religious obligation to follow any kind of fatwa.
Of course, he says, some fatwas are more authoritative than others.
If this person is a revered or respected person, people will pay attention to his fatwas. But there's a whole array of different people that issues fatwas, and there is a competition, in fact, for the allegiance of the Muslim community.
For example, last week, a Supreme Mufti in Russia called for holy war against the United States, not specifying what he meant. Immediately, his comments were attacked by another Muslim organization, which said his statement only applied to his own mosque. A similar back and forth happened this week in Canada, when a Muslim cleric called for jihad and was pressured by other Muslims to withdraw his remarks. Indeed, Fawaz Jerjes says most of the fatwas about the Iraq war have been vague.
Fatwas issued recently are quite ambiguous regarding the use of force. While some fatwas specifically call for the use of violence against invading American forces, others have made it very clear that jihad does not imply taking arms.
It could mean contributing financially and politically to Muslims in Iraq. And because the fatwas are ambiguous about the meaning of jihad, says Fareed Essak, Muslims have a lot of latitude about how they respond.
For some people, it ranges from boycotting Coca-Cola and boycotting McDonald's. And for other people, it involves how do we engage in, where do we take them on? Where do we find a USA soldier? Where do we find a USA Marine?
He and others say what's most important about the mainstream institutions calling for holy war is not what they say, but the fact that they call for jihad at all. Vale Nasser, a professor of political Islam at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, says this has the effect of creating a bridge between mainstream and militant groups because they're on the same side of the issue.
What the fatwa does for militant groups is that it legitimates some of their political agenda more broadly and creates an arena in which right now they can recruit much more effectively among disgruntled people.
One important question is how long these religious opinions are in effect. Vale Nasser says technically, since they are specific to Iraq, most will not apply after the war is over. But, he says, the animosity which prompted them will likely remain. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.